This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, January 27th. God's word to you today is let go and let God. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19, from the New International Version and Voice Translation, and it says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Watch closely. I'm preparing something new. It is happening now, even as I speak, and you're about to see it. I am preparing a way through the desert. Waters will flow where there had been none. We are grateful to God for the new streams that are bursting forth. Paul said to the Galatian church in Galatians 5 verse 7, you are running the race so well. Who has held you back? By God's grace, we are determined that nothing will hold us back in Jesus' name. Now that God has helped us identify the things that are capable of blocking the flow of our streams, we must be deliberate about taking them out. The beauty about our God is that He did not only help us identify the problem, He also gave us the solution so that nothing blocks the flow of our new streams. Nothing will hold us back. We will continue to flow well in Jesus' name. The race of life is not about who comes first. When you show up before God, the question will not be, did you finish first? When you show up before God, the question will be, did you finish well? Huge difference. The race of life is not a competitive race, but an endurance race. God shows us clearly in His word that the key to flowing well and finishing well is in God. You need to let go of your worries, and the antidote to worry is prayer. Let go of your wounds, and the antidote to wounds is true forgiveness. You need to let go of your wrongs, and the antidote to wrongs is the blood of Jesus. Philippians 4 verse 6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. The Bible says, tell God what you need. In other words, go to God. Meanwhile, some people are trying to make us feel guilty for praying to God to give us what we need. Someone actually told me that it is carnal to ask God for things when you pray. When you pray, you should just be spiritual. I said, but the word of God says, tell God what you need. I choose to obey God's word, and I will continue to tell God what I need and thank Him for all He has done. Guess what? Philippians 4 verse 7 says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Isaiah 43 verse 19 from the New International Version says, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God is making a way for you in the name of Jesus. God is making a way for you in the wilderness in the name of Jesus. There are going to be new streams in every area that represents the wastelands in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to play your part. Let go of worry. Let go of wounds. Let go of wrongs. We let go of worry by prayer. We let go of wounds by true forgiveness. We let go of wrongs through the blood of the Lamb. Let us pray. Father, I let go of all my worries. I bring them to you. I let go of my wounds. I genuinely forgive and I let go. I let go of my wrongs, my personal disappointments, and I let go. I come under the cleansing power of the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.